What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Full Press Blackhawks. I'm your host, Brandon Fryer. We're going to be breaking down the tough loss from the Blackhawks to the Carolina Hurricanes. We're going to break that down, get some takeaways from that, and then we're going to be previewing their upcoming game against the Philadelphia Flyers in this one. You know how we're going to do it. Let's not waste any time. Let's break it down period by period in this one. First, start off, the Carolina Hurricanes score a goal right away to put them up 1-0. And then it got really bad in the second period. 3 goals scored in a row in that one in the second period before the Blackhawks get on the board to kind of cut it down by 3 by Nick Foligno, assisted by Connor Bedard in that one. So at the end of the second period, it is 4-1. Then a power play goal by Brett Burns in this one. It puts them up 5-1. A power play goal scored by Connor Bedard, still making some things happen overall. Another multi-point game for him, assisted by Philip Kurashev and Tyler Johnson. Then right on top of that, another power play goal by Tyler Johnson, assisted by Connor Bedard and Nick Foligno. But it wasn't enough. It was 3-5 at that time, but then they scored an empty netter goal that really put them out of the water, and they lose this one 6-3. It looked like the goals came on a little bit too late for this Blackhawk team, and it showed overall. Now, let's look at some team stats in this game. 17 shots on goal, a very low percentage overall for the Blackhawks in this one. I mean, you got 3 goals out of it, but 17 shots on goal is not good. While out of their 6 goals scored, they had 42 shots on goal. The faceoff percentage was 54.7 for the Carolina Hurricanes, 45.3 for the Chicago Blackhawks. The power play percentage, the Carolina Hurricanes, had 4 chances. They only scored 1 of them on power play. That put them at 25%. We had 4 chances as well. 2 goals scored on the power plays put them at 50%. Each one of them had 8 penalty minutes. You had 12 hits for the Blackhawks, 9 hits for the Carolina Hurricanes, 16 blocks overall for the Chicago Blackhawks, 11 blocks for the Carolina Hurricanes. Save percentage overall, 0.824 for the Carolina Hurricanes, 0.857 for the Blackhawks. Now look, that 0.857 is kind of a little weird overall. Petr Mrazek had pretty much 41 shot attempts on him, gave up 5 goals during that time in that one. So put him at 0.878 overall in that one. If you look at the plus minus, a lot of negatives on the defensive side for the Blackhawks. More notable, Seth Jones, -2 on the plus minus, -1 for Kevin Korchinski overall. Tornini had -1 as well. That put them down. You're looking at their centers and forwards, -2 for Tyler Johnson. You had -1 for Philip Kurashev, -1 for Tyler Radish, -2 for Jason Dickerson, -1 for Colin Blackwell. Even Connor Bedard had -1, along with Joey Anderson, -1. Now, shots on goal, Colin Blackwell had 3. Connor Bedard only had 1 shot on goal, and he scored on that one and that one, so that helped out. Joey Anderson had 1 shot on goal. Tyler Johnson had 3 shots on goal. I mean, he really made a big difference overall. 1 shot on goal for Nick Foligno in this one. 1 shot on goal for Tyler Radish in this one as well. And then Seth Jones also and Kevin Korchinski, 1 apiece on the shots on goal. But I mean, like, it really wasn't much overall. If I had to give my stars, I'm definitely going to give it to Connor Bedard in this one. He had a multi-point game. He helped out in a big way overall for the Blackhawks. Also got to give a lot of credit to Tyler Johnson getting a power play goal scored, and he assisted on another power play. So you got to like that one as well. And then Nick Foligno scoring one, helping him out, scoring the first goal overall, and then assisting on a power play goal with Connor Bedard in that one. Definitely helps out. Get a multi-point game for him as well. So you got to like that. So multi-points pretty much for Connor Bedard in this one, Tyler Johnson, and Nick Foligno. That's why they get my stars overall on the Blackhawks side in this loss, but it was a tough one overall. Now let's really look at the takeaways in this game. I mean, it was pretty much tough to break down in this game, looking at these players play. I mean, one thing you notice, I mean, look, they jumped out pretty hard against this team, the Carolina Hurricanes, against the Blackhawks in this one, and they really didn't have really no answer for it whatsoever, and it definitely showed overall for this team. I mean, look, yeah, Connor Bedard had a 3-point game, but, like, look, they on the road, winless again. It hits 21 games right now. That's the most notable thing in this one overall. So that's the thing that you got to take notice of. It was just tough overall. The fact that the Carolina Hurricanes led in the shot attempts overall, led in shots on goal, scoring chances, high danger chances, really just took them out in this game. Now, Connor Bedard, being back from injury, I mean, I got to give it to him. He's the best player overall in this one. 3-point outing overall, you know, 2 assists, a goal in that one. I mean, he could have had a 4.2, but they kind of took away it, you know, for the second straight game. But I mean, he's been just amazing right now. He's looked like your favorite to be rookie of the year. But the fact that he had 0 shots going into the third period, that's kind of telling. The defense was really zeroing in and keying in on Connor Bedard, you could tell. And he finally let up and got into it at the end. So that helped out overall, especially when, like, Spencer Martin gave Connor Bedard, like, a shove at the end in the second period. But then, you know, Connor Bedard came back at him. So you got to like it that he shoved him back, because, look, they're eventually going to come attack him overall, especially with the enforcers. But he held his own. So you got to like that overall for this team. Like, I did like the fact, one thing I got to give note of in this loss, we know how bad it was, but if you want to look at some positive thing, the fact that they scored 2 times on the power play definitely helps out overall for this team. So you got to like that overall. It's just they was already down so much. That hurt this team overall. Got to give some credit to Nick Foligno, extending his point streak to now 6 games overall after scoring his 13th goal of the season, and he added an assist. So now he got 4 goals and 3 assists over that stretch after only allowing 1 point in his previous 10 contests. So you got to like that overall. The fact now that this team is now 0-20-1 overall in their last 21 road games, it's been bad. Now, during the stretch, too, they had a negative 60 goal differential in that span. So it's going to be tough now, like, and it's going to extend now to March. Like, their next road game is not until March 4th. So that's going to hurt this team overall. So it's pretty much embarrassing right now that you haven't even got a road win. Even to start this, like, new year in 2024 is just bad overall. Like I said, you got to give some credit to Tyler Johnson. He did his thing. He did get a slashing penalty. But overall, the fact that the man had, like, a power play goal definitely helped out overall. So you got to like that as well. Now, one thing I want to take note, we talked about Lucas Reichel in this game. He was assigned to the Rockford Ice Hogs right now. So that's something that we're going to take note of. We're going to check on his progress as it goes down there. And we're probably going to start doing some, like, Ice Hog updates during this one too, just to see what's going on down there. We talked about, you know, the goalie, the goaltender, Jason Stuber in this one as well. So we got to make sure that overall that these teams are doing their thing overall. So if Lucas Reichel does anything down in Rockford, we're going to definitely let you know and see what's going to be the progress, because these guys might be the future going ahead for the future seasons ahead. Now let's preview their upcoming matchup against the Philadelphia Flyers. That one should be a very interesting one overall. Now, as we're looking at this right now, they're currently, the Philadelphia Flyers are 29-20-7. They're currently on a 2-game losing streak. They've been 4-5-1 in their last 10 games, while we are 2-7-1 in our last one. So that's something to take note of overall. They're currently right now ranked 20th in goal scoring right now, averaging around 3, but they're 12th overall in goals allowed at 2.8. Now, we're dead last in scoring at 2.1, and right now we're 27th in goals allowed at 3.3. Now, power play percentage, these are two of the worst teams overall in that. We're 32nd, they're 31st. We're at 12.2%, they're at 13.3% overall. Penalty kills, they're second in that category, we're 24th. Save percentage, we're 27th, and they're 21st overall. And then faceoff percentage, we're second to last at 31st with 45.7%, while they're 21st at 49.1% overall. Now, this is a game that they're going to have to just score early. They're going to have to jump in here early. Whatever Carolina did, they're going to have to do that early, because this team is going to score on you. So if you can get some goals early in, that will help out with this team. But this is going to be tough right now because, you know, you're looking at this Philadelphia team right now. This is a team that is, you know, trying to mix in some of their veteran players or some of their young talent overall. But they're trying to get some things going right now. And this team's, like, more in that middle ranking right now. So we got to see what they can do right now. They're currently right now 3rd in the Metropolitan Division. They're just behind the Carolina Hurricanes and the New York Rangers, but they're a little bit ahead of the New Jersey Devils. So that's something to take note of overall, seeing this team. They're currently right now 7th right now in the Eastern Conference right now. and they have a total of 65 points. So that's something to take note of. Look, in order for this team to beat them, they're going to have to do exactly what they did against the Ottawa Senators. If they can't replicate that game, then it's going to be tough for this team overall. This team's a pretty good defensive team, don't allow much. If they've been kind of stepping it up, I feel, on the scoring. Even though the Blackhawks are not one of the best scoring teams, I think they've been doing their thing. If they can give you a good 3 goals, that's all you need from this team. But they got to jump in early. If they can jump in early and hold tight on their defense, this could be one that they maybe could take advantage of. But we'll see. We're going to break down that game and more in our next episode. Any updates, anything that comes through, we'll let you know that as well. This has been another episode of Full Press Blackhawks. I'm Brandon Fryer. I'll talk to you guys next time, man. Peace.